Moods, let's take a look inside of the huddle of the defending regional champions.
Coach Mark Gainforth's USA Patriots. They are led by what we've been calling the last few days, the Big Four. Seniors Micah Kramer and Tyler Heckroff. Juniors Landon Zimmer and Nash Morton. Them and the Yellow Jackets, and that way the Yellow Jackets are going to have more area to cover, and then all of a sudden they're going to find out that they're on an island. That's what I think USA is going to do.
We saw USA struggle against size, especially what sticks out to me was last Monday against Ubley. They handled that game, won it by 30 points, but I remember instances where it was a lot of one and dones because USA could not get rebounds, and that tells me tonight every single possession is going to count. They have to make their shots count because it's likely they are going to be a one shot and done and not be able to get many offensive rebounds in this game. So whether it's a wide open three or taking it to the lane, USA has to make sure every shot is the highest percentage that it can have because it's probably going to be the only shot that it has on that particular possession.
How you can up the percentage is going ahead and getting to the hoop before your opponent can. So I expect USA to go ahead and get that ball on the run and run and run and run and turn this into a track meet.
With a win tonight, USA would head to their second straight regional championship. Of course, last year was the famed game in Burton, Michigan against Flint Beecher, when the USA Patriots took down the defending three-time state champions 59-55. If they win tonight, more than likely it's going to be looking like a rematch on Thursday with Beecher looming on the other side of the bracket.
I don't know. Could lightning strike twice? Never say never. I mean, that's why the games are played.
I'll say never. Beecher's beating Millington. Millington's had a fine season. Had a three-point buzzer beater win over Reese in their district championship. Memories that'll last a lifetime, but this Flint Beecher team is number one ranked for a reason, and whoever wins this game, I would say a 99.9% possibility that Flint Beecher is going to be there awaiting.
So what you're saying is that USA has them right where they want them.
Exactly.
And John, what he's also saying is if USA beats Beecher, you know, if everything falls in place this year, it's not our fault. They can blame Paul this time around. We're still catching flack about our picks last year against that Beecher game, and we'll gladly fall on our sword for that one. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll look at the tail of the tape between Ithaca and USA right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops. If you're forced to deal with a Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it, you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney from 3 Point Chiropractic in Sebring. In addition to chiropractic care, we now have laser therapy to supplement your healing process. Laser therapy is proven to locally reduce pain in arthritis, muscle stiffness, and even strains and sprains. Call 3 Point Chiropractic today to find out how laser therapy can help you deal with your pain drug-free. Call 989-704-3334. Also, massage therapy is now available at 3 Point Chiropractic with Jessica Kinney, a licensed massage therapist. Call and make your appointment today for laser therapy at 3 Point Chiropractic of Sebring.
This is Arnie at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaway. We are ready to help you get your equipment ready for spring farming. Ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. It's still cold outside. Stop by to stock up on Power Service and Diesel 911 to keep those trucks running. Countryside's wash bay is open, so call for a truck or trailer wash. Our parts department is open 5 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Order parts by midnight on Friday for a new Saturday drop box pickup. Countryside is here for your Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaway.
What do you look for in a bank? Security and safety, customer service, technology, or just a free checking account with no minimum balances? Look no farther than Bayport State Bank. We're a local community bank offering you superior customer service and the security and safety you've come to expect. And Bayport State Bank still offers free checking and savings accounts that have no fees or minimum balance requirements. And if you can't make it to the bank, our 24-hour online banking is available and convenient. And check out our new mobile banking app with your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. The management of Bayport State Bank also believes in giving back to our communities and investing our time and money. Over the last 10 years, we have donated almost $2 million to local organizations, nonprofits, and groups right here in the Thumb area. Additionally, our employees volunteer countless hours of their own time to schools, organizations, and communities. For over 123 years, Bayport State Bank has been making a difference in our communities. We're asking you to join our local team effort and support the Thumb area communities. Stop in any office of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx and open up a checking or savings account today. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
Your hardwood home for high school hoops is the WNLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney with courtside from BedEx, Michigan in Region 24 of Division III basketball of the MHSAA tournament. USA advancing from District 96, hosted by Cass City a week ago, and now they take on the Ithaca Yellow Jackets, the winner of their respective district, which they hosted. In fact, USA is the only team in this region who did not host their own district. Let's take a look at the tale of the tape between Ithaca and USA tonight now. And the Yellow Jackets season started out hot, winning 8 of their first 9 games and 10 of their first 12, taking them all the way into February. Ithaca hosted districts last week, which means the Tri-Valley West foe tonight has played only one game outside of Ithaca's city limits in over 3 weeks. When they play on the road, Ithaca's offense stays pretty much the same, but here's the difference. The defense allows 7 more points per game in away games, going from 36 at home all the way up to 43.
That's an important stat because ideally teams would love to have a good mix of home and away games, you know, to prepare themselves for moments such as these. But however, look at the gym around us and everything. We have a blue and a gold background in the Bad Axe gym. Maybe the Yellow Jackets will feel a little comfortable here as they are listed as the home team.
Currently, Ithaca is on a 5-game winning streak. The Yellow Jackets and Patriots have one common opponent this season, Saginaw Valley Lutheran. Much like USA's 4-overtime thriller against Valley Lutheran, Ithaca had a 3-overtime game with the Broncos. Not the Broncos. Well, yes, the Broncos of Valley Lutheran, excuse me. Except the Yellow Jackets lost 38-48. USA won in a quadruple overtime.
You know.
But just 11 days ago, they avenged that loss to Valley, winning 64-56 in regulation.
That is so important, too, because that adds more drama to the situation. With the Yellow Jackets' victory over Saginaw Valley Lutheran, there is a feeling of uncertainty that surrounds this game as tip-off approaches. These two teams are definitely evenly matched.
The Patriots' season has been yet another one for the record books, not losing a single regular season game now for 2 years in a row. Despite it being a neutral court tonight, it certainly has the feel of a home game for USA. In fact, the red, white, and blue don't mind playing in Bad Axe as of late. In the last 3 seasons, USA has gone 6-0 when they play in Bad Axe, with an average score in their favor, 66-40.
Yeah, the Patriots do feel very comfortable while playing in Bad Axe. In fact, the second half on this floor is owned by the Patriots. That's an advantage that may power USA to a regional final on Thursday night at 7 p.m.
Currently, Unionville Sebring on a 21-game winning streak. The last time they lost was 350 days ago in the state quarterfinals to Detroit Edison. USA has never faced off with Ithaca in the MHSA tournament. With a win tonight, the Patriots would more than likely get a date with Flint Beecher once again, which would be the fourth time in 6 years.
Yeah, they don't meet very often, do they? A few years ago in the Ithaca Regional, USA drew fellow GTC West rival Reese. And so while history is being made tonight, before the Patriots can even think about a rematch,